This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Plastic Surgery Information Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Michelle Spring, a plastic and reconstructive surgeon at Marina Plastic Surgery in Marina Del Rey, California, who is here to talk to us this morning about breast reduction in female athletes. Dr. Spring, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here.
You're very welcome. So tell us about the issue of overly large breasts and being a young female athlete at the same time.
Well, we're seeing a lot of patients, both young women and older women, who are actively involved in sports, whether it's high school athletics or college athletics, all the way up to the elite level, and they have complaints of having large breasts. And besides having the psychosocial issue of developing at a young age and getting all that unwanted attention a lot of the time, they find that they can't participate in their sports like they want to, and they seek consultation for breast reduction surgery.
Do you have any statistics about how many athletes this procedure has helped?
I don't have any actual statistics, but breast reduction surgery in general in the plastic surgery world is one of the most common procedures we perform. So it seems to be growing as years go by, and they're also some of the happiest patients that we operate on, too, because it's not just an appearance issue. It's really a functional issue where they're trying to alleviate pain, discomfort, trouble buying, you know, clothing. A lot of times they have to wear multiple sports bras just to feel comfortable doing activities like running or playing golf. I don't have any actual statistics. It is a big number of patients who do seek out breast reduction surgery.
What kind of problems do large breasts cause for the women?
For younger women, some of it is, like I mentioned before, attention, and they're developing at a different rate than some of their friends. So it can start out at a young age as just being uncomfortable, having pain in the shoulders, neck and back. A lot of girls will start to adopt a poor posture and sort of slouch over and wear baggy clothing to try to cover it up. And then as young girls get older and are functioning more in athletics and trying to do what they love to do, they have a lot of trouble finding clothes and sports outfits and sports bras that fit. And that combined with the discomfort that they're feeling, and then in some cases even an inability to really perform the activity. Like I've had patients who are golfers and have trouble completely extending one of their arms to golf because of the size of their breasts, or things like the aerodynamics of swimming once you get into the more elite athletes. So it's a whole range of issues that women with really large breasts experience.
What is the exact procedure that you do, and are there any risk or complications involved?
Breast reduction surgery, there are subtle ways, different ways to do it, but in general it involves removing the extra breast tissue and fatty tissue in the breast. Most of the time we have to lift the nipple because it's sagging, and then remove all the extra skin. And in general, it's a very safe, well-tolerated procedure. There are always surgical risks that go along with any surgery specific to breast reduction surgery, and it's important to talk to young women about this. There's a small chance that they may have changes in the ability to breastfeed, or a very rare risk of nipple sensitivity changes, but it's always important to talk about that.
Today we are speaking with Dr. Michelle Spring, a plastic and reconstructive surgeon at Marina Plastic Surgery in Marina Del Rey, California, here on eHealth Radio's Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Spring, what is the recovery period, and when can they play sports again?
After breast reduction surgery, most patients feel pretty good within a week, but we keep them from going back to intense sports and activity for about 4 to 6 weeks until everything is totally healed.
Excellent. Not too bad there. And if someone is interested in having breast reduction, what is the next step?
The next step would be to seek out a board-certified plastic surgeon, someone who specializes in breast surgery. There are a couple national organizations that you can look to for help finding someone locally. One of them is the American Society of Plastic Surgeons. That's ASPS. and the other one is the American Society of Aesthetic Plastic Surgery, ASAPS. And that's a great way to start if you're looking for someone in your local area who's board certified.
And in conclusion, I understand that there is an event this month that you are involved with, the Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Can you tell us more about this?
Oh, I'd love to. I'm on the medical advisory board of a great nonprofit organization called Busted Foundation, and they raise money for women who have been diagnosed with breast cancer but cannot afford to get their treatment. And the Marina Plastic Surgery is hosting a fundraiser on their behalf on Thursday, October 17th from 6 to 8 p.m. And it's at our office. It's a $15 donation to come, and we're going to match all the donations, and 100% of it will go to the Busted Foundation. We're having a great silent auction with some amazing donations from our vendors and also just a lot of great supportive people. There'll be a raffle. We have a magician for kids and a candy bar and hors d'oeuvres and drinks. So it should be fun, and we're hoping to raise a lot of money, so we hope a lot of people come.
If you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information about Marina Plastic Surgery online.
Sure. Our website address is marinaplasticsurgery.com, and you can find more information there about breast reduction surgery. You can also call our office for more information or information about the fundraiser, and that number is 310-827-2653.
Very good. Thanks for joining us today, Dr. Spring, and being with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And we've been speaking with Dr. Michelle Spring, a plastic and reconstructive surgeon at Marina Plastic Surgery in Marina Del Rey, California. And once again, the website of contact and for more information is marinaplasticsurgery.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.